The Language of Life by Francis Collins. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary: The Language of Life by Francis Collins is a book that explores the science of genetics and its implications for the future of medicine. Collins, a renowned geneticist and the former director of the National Institutes of Health, provides a comprehensive overview of the field of genetics and its potential to revolutionize medicine. He explains the basics of genetics, from the structure of DNA to the process of gene expression, and how these concepts are being used to develop treatments for a variety of diseases. He also discusses the ethical implications of genetic research, including the potential for discrimination based on genetic information. Finally, Collins looks to the future of genetics and how it may be used to improve the quality of life for all. Collins begins by discussing the history of genetics, from the discovery of DNA in the 1950s to the development of the Human Genome Project in the 1990s. He explains how the study of genetics has advanced our understanding of the human body and how it works. He then goes on to discuss the basics of genetics, including the structure of DNA, the process of gene expression, and the role of mutations in genetic diseases. He also explains how genetic testing can be used to diagnose and treat genetic diseases. Collins then turns to the ethical implications of genetic research. He discusses the potential for discrimination based on genetic information, as well as the potential for misuse of genetic information. He also looks at the potential for gene therapy and the implications of this technology for the future of medicine. Finally, Collins looks to the future of genetics and how it may be used to improve the quality of life for all. He discusses the potential for personalized medicine, as well as the potential for gene editing and the implications of this technology for the future of humanity. The Language of Life is an informative and engaging book that provides a comprehensive overview of the field of genetics and its potential to revolutionize medicine. Collins provides a clear and accessible explanation of the basics of genetics and how it is being used to develop treatments for a variety of diseases. He also discusses the ethical implications of genetic research and looks to the future of genetics and how it may be used to improve the quality of life for all. This book is an essential read for anyone interested in the science of genetics and its implications for the future of medicine. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Human Genome Project. The Human Genome Project was a massive undertaking to map out the entire human genome, providing a wealth of information about the genetic basis of human life. This project has revolutionized the field of genetics and has opened up a new era of personalized medicine. The Human Genome Project was a monumental effort to map out the entire human genome, providing a wealth of information about the genetic basis of human life. This project has revolutionized the field of genetics and has opened up a new era of personalized medicine. By sequencing the entire human genome, scientists have been able to identify the genetic basis of many diseases, allowing for more targeted treatments and therapies. Additionally, the Human Genome Project has enabled researchers to better understand the genetic basis of human traits, such as intelligence, personality, and physical characteristics. The Human Genome Project has also enabled scientists to better understand the evolutionary history of humans and other species. By comparing the genomes of different species, researchers have been able to identify the genetic changes that have occurred over time, providing insight into the process of evolution. Additionally, the Human Genome Project has enabled researchers to better understand the genetic basis of human diversity, allowing for a better understanding of the differences between individuals and populations. The Human Genome Project has been an incredible success, providing a wealth of information about the genetic basis of human life. This project has revolutionized the field of genetics and has opened up a new era of personalized medicine. By understanding the genetic basis of human life, scientists are now able to develop treatments and therapies that are tailored to the individual, allowing for more effective and efficient treatments. Main idea number 2. The human genome. The human genome is composed of billions of base pairs of DNA, which contain the instructions for the development and functioning of the human body. This genetic code is incredibly complex and is responsible for the diversity of life on Earth. The human genome is an incredibly complex and fascinating system. It is composed of billions of base pairs of DNA, which contain the instructions for the development and functioning of the human body. This genetic code is responsible for the diversity of life on Earth, and it is the basis for all of the physical and mental traits that make us unique. The human genome is constantly evolving and adapting to the environment. It is responsible for the development of new traits, such as disease resistance, and it is also responsible for the maintenance of existing traits, such as eye color. By studying the human genome, scientists are able to gain insight into the evolution of humans and other species, as well as the development of diseases and other medical conditions. The human genome is an incredibly powerful tool for understanding the human body and its functions. By studying the human genome, scientists are able to develop treatments and cures for diseases, as well as gain insight into the development of new technologies. The human genome is a powerful tool for understanding the complexity of life, and it is an invaluable resource for scientists and medical professionals alike. Main idea number 3. Evolution. Evolution is the process by which organisms change over time in response to their environment. This process has shaped the diversity of life on Earth and has been responsible for the development of complex organisms such as humans. Evolution is a powerful force that has shaped the diversity of life on Earth. It is a process of change over time, in which organisms adapt to their environment in order to survive and reproduce. This process has resulted in the development of complex organisms such as humans, as well as the vast array of species that inhabit our planet. The process of evolution is driven by natural selection, which is the process by which certain traits become more common in a population over time. This occurs when individuals with certain traits are more successful at surviving and reproducing than those without them. As a result, these traits become more common in the population, and the species as a whole evolves. Evolution is an ongoing process, and it is constantly shaping the diversity of life on Earth. It is responsible for the development of new species, as well as the extinction of others. It is also responsible for the development of complex behaviors and adaptations that allow organisms to survive in their environment. Evolution is an important concept to understand, as it has had a profound impact on the history of life on Earth. It is a process that has shaped the diversity of life on our planet, and it is one of the most important forces in the development of complex organisms such as humans. Main idea number 4. Genetics. Genetics is the study of how traits are passed down from one generation to the next. This field has been revolutionized by the Human Genome Project, which has provided a wealth of information about the genetic basis of life. Genetics is the study of how traits are passed down from one generation to the next. This field has been revolutionized by the Human Genome Project, which has provided a wealth of information about the genetic basis of life. Through the Human Genome Project, scientists have been able to identify the genetic code of humans, which is made up of billions of base pairs of DNA. This code contains the instructions for how our bodies develop and function, and it is responsible for the traits that we inherit from our parents. By studying the genetic code, scientists have been able to identify the genetic basis of many diseases, as well as the genetic basis of traits such as eye color, hair color, and height. Genetics is also used to study the evolution of species. By studying the genetic code of different species, scientists can trace the evolutionary history of a species and identify the changes that have occurred over time. This can help us understand how species have adapted to their environment and how they have changed over time. Additionally, genetics can be used to study the genetic diversity of a species, which can help us understand how species are related and how they interact with each other. Genetics is an incredibly powerful tool for understanding the world around us. By studying the genetic code of different species, we can gain insight into the evolution of life, the genetic basis of diseases, and the genetic basis of traits. This knowledge can help us develop treatments for diseases, create new crops, and even create new species. Genetics is an incredibly powerful tool that has revolutionized the way we understand the world around us. Main idea number 5. DNA is the molecule that contains the instructions for the development and functioning of the human body. It is composed of billions of base pairs of genetic code, which is incredibly complex and is responsible for the diversity of life on Earth. DNA is an incredibly complex molecule that contains the instructions for the development and functioning of the human body. It is composed of billions of base pairs of genetic code, which is responsible for the incredible diversity of life on Earth. DNA is the blueprint for life, and it is responsible for the unique characteristics of each individual organism. It is the basis for the genetic code that is passed down from generation to generation, and it is responsible for the evolution of species over time. DNA is the foundation of life, and it is essential for the survival of all living things. DNA is made up of 4 different nucleotides, which are adenine, thymine, guanine, and cytosine. These nucleotides are arranged in a specific order, and this order is responsible for the genetic code that is passed down from generation to generation. This code is responsible for the unique characteristics of each individual organism, and it is also responsible for the evolution of species over time. DNA is the foundation of life, and it is essential for the survival of all living things. DNA is constantly changing and evolving, and this is what allows for the diversity of life on Earth. It is responsible for the development of new species, and it is also responsible for the adaptation of existing species to new environments. DNA is the basis for the genetic code that is passed down from generation to generation, and it is responsible for the evolution of species over time. DNA is the foundation of life, and it is essential for the survival of all living things. Main idea number 6. Genes are the basic units of heredity, which are passed down from one generation to the next. They contain the instructions for the development and functioning of the human body and are responsible for the diversity of life on Earth. Genes are the fundamental building blocks of life. They are the instructions that determine the characteristics of every living organism, from the color of a flower to the shape of a human face. Genes are passed down from one generation to the next, and they are responsible for the diversity of life on Earth. They are the basis for the development and functioning of the human body, and they are responsible for the traits that make us unique. Genes are made up of DNA, which is a complex molecule that contains the instructions for the development and functioning of the human body. Every gene contains a specific set of instructions that determine the characteristics of the organism. These instructions are passed down from one generation to the next, and they are responsible for the diversity of life on Earth. Genes are incredibly powerful and can have a profound effect on our lives. They can determine our physical characteristics, our behavior, and even our susceptibility to certain diseases. They are the basis for the development and functioning of the human body, and they are responsible for the traits that make us unique. Genes are an essential part of life, and they are responsible for the diversity of life on Earth. They are the instructions that determine the characteristics of every living organism, and they are responsible for the traits that make us unique. Understanding the power of genes is essential for understanding the complexity of life. Main idea number 7. Genetic variation is the variation in the genetic code of individuals within a species. This variation is responsible for the diversity of life on Earth and is essential for the process of evolution. Genetic variation is the basis of life on Earth. It is the source of the diversity of species and the driving force behind evolution. Every individual organism has a unique genetic code, which is composed of a combination of genes inherited from its parents. This genetic code determines the physical characteristics of the organism, such as its size, shape, color, and behavior. Genetic variation is the result of mutations, which are changes in the genetic code. Mutations can be caused by environmental factors, such as radiation or chemicals, or they can occur spontaneously. These mutations can be beneficial, neutral, or harmful, depending on the environment in which the organism lives. Beneficial mutations can give an organism an advantage in its environment, allowing it to survive and reproduce more successfully than its peers. Genetic variation is essential for the process of evolution. Without it, species would remain static and unable to adapt to changing environments. By providing a source of variation, genetic variation allows species to evolve and become better adapted to their environment. This is why genetic variation is so important for the survival of species and the diversity of life on Earth. Main idea number 8. Genetic diseases. Genetic diseases are caused by mutations in the genetic code, which can lead to a variety of health problems. These diseases can be inherited or caused by environmental factors, and understanding them is essential for the development of personalized medicine. Genetic diseases are caused by changes in the genetic code, which can lead to a variety of health problems. These changes can be inherited from parents, or they can be caused by environmental factors. Understanding the genetic basis of these diseases is essential for the development of personalized medicine, which is tailored to the individual's genetic makeup. Genetic diseases can range from mild to severe, and can affect any part of the body. Some of the most common genetic diseases include cystic fibrosis, sickle cell anemia, Huntington's disease, and Tay-Sachs disease. In some cases, genetic diseases can be treated with medications or lifestyle changes, while in other cases, the only option is to manage the symptoms. Genetic testing can be used to identify genetic diseases, and to determine if a person is at risk of developing a particular condition. This information can be used to make informed decisions about medical care and lifestyle choices. In addition, genetic testing can be used to identify carriers of genetic diseases, which can help families make decisions about reproduction. The study of genetic diseases is an important part of medical research, and advances in this field are helping to improve the diagnosis and treatment of these conditions. As our understanding of genetics continues to grow, so too will our ability to diagnose and treat genetic diseases. Main idea number 9. Personalized medicine. Personalized medicine is a new approach to healthcare that takes into account an individual's genetic makeup in order to provide the most effective treatment. This approach has been made possible by the Human Genome Project and is revolutionizing the field of medicine. Personalized medicine is a revolutionary approach to healthcare that takes into account an individual's genetic makeup in order to provide the most effective treatment. This approach has been made possible by the Human Genome Project, which has enabled us to understand the genetic code of humans and other organisms. By understanding the genetic code, we can identify genetic variations that may influence an individual's response to a particular drug or treatment. This knowledge can then be used to tailor treatments to the individual, providing the most effective and safest care possible. Personalized medicine is not only revolutionizing the field of medicine, but it is also changing the way we think about health and disease. By understanding the genetic basis of disease, we can begin to develop treatments that are tailored to the individual, rather than relying on a one-size-fits-all approach. This approach has the potential to improve the quality of life for many individuals, as well as reduce the cost of healthcare. The potential of personalized medicine is immense, and it is already being used in many areas of healthcare. From cancer treatments to personalized nutrition plans, personalized medicine is transforming the way we think about healthcare and providing us with the tools to provide the best possible care for our patients. Main idea number 10. Gene therapy. Gene therapy is a technique used to treat genetic diseases by replacing defective genes with healthy ones. This technique has the potential to revolutionize the treatment of genetic diseases and has been made possible by the Human Genome Project. Gene therapy is a revolutionary technique that has the potential to treat genetic diseases by replacing defective genes with healthy ones. This technique has been made possible by the Human Genome Project, which has enabled scientists to identify the genetic basis of many diseases. By understanding the genetic basis of a disease, scientists can develop gene therapies that target the defective gene and replace it with a healthy version. Gene therapy is still in its early stages, but it has already shown promise in treating a variety of genetic diseases. For example, gene therapy has been used to treat cystic fibrosis, a genetic disorder that affects the lungs and digestive system. In this case, a healthy gene is inserted into the patient's cells, which then produce a protein that helps to regulate the body's salt and water balance. This helps to reduce the symptoms of the disease. Gene therapy is a promising new field of medicine, and it has the potential to revolutionize the treatment of genetic diseases. By understanding the genetic basis of a disease, scientists can develop treatments that target the defective gene and replace it with a healthy version. This could lead to more effective treatments for a variety of genetic diseases, and could potentially save the lives of many people. Main idea number 11. Stem cells. Stem cells are cells that have the potential to develop into any type of cell in the body. They have the potential to revolutionize the treatment of a variety of diseases and have been made possible by the Human Genome Project. Stem cells are a revolutionary development in the field of medicine. They are cells that have the potential to develop into any type of cell in the body, and this has the potential to revolutionize the treatment of a variety of diseases. This potential was made possible by the Human Genome Project, which has enabled scientists to identify and isolate stem cells. Stem cells can be used to replace damaged or diseased cells in the body, and this has the potential to treat a variety of conditions, from cancer to heart disease. Stem cells can also be used to create new organs and tissues, which could be used to replace those that are damaged or diseased. This could potentially revolutionize the treatment of many diseases and conditions, and could even lead to the development of new treatments for conditions that are currently untreatable. The potential of stem cells is immense, and the possibilities are only beginning to be explored. As research continues, the potential of stem cells to revolutionize the treatment of a variety of diseases and conditions will only continue to grow. Main idea number 12. Cloning. Cloning is the process of creating an exact genetic copy of an organism. This process has been made possible by the Human Genome Project and has the potential to revolutionize the field of medicine. Cloning is a revolutionary process that has the potential to revolutionize the field of medicine. It involves creating an exact genetic copy of an organism, which has been made possible by the Human Genome Project. This process has the potential to create new treatments for diseases, as well as to create new organs for transplantation. It could also be used to create new species of animals and plants, and to create new varieties of food. Cloning could also be used to create new sources of energy, such as biofuels. The possibilities are endless, and the potential for this technology is immense. Cloning could also be used to create new forms of life, such as designer babies. This could be used to create children with specific traits, such as intelligence or physical characteristics. This could also be used to create new species of animals and plants, as well as to create new varieties of food. Cloning could also be used to create new sources of energy, such as biofuels. Cloning could also be used to create new forms of life, such as designer babies. This could be used to create children with specific traits, such as intelligence or physical characteristics. This could also be used to create new species of animals and plants, as well as to create new varieties of food. Cloning could also be used to create new sources of energy, such as biofuels. The potential for cloning is immense, and it could be used to create new treatments for diseases, as well as to create new organs for transplantation. It could also be used to create new species of animals and plants, and to create new varieties of food. Cloning could also be used to create new sources of energy, such as biofuels. The possibilities are endless, and the potential for this technology is immense. Main idea number 13. Genetic engineering. Genetic engineering is the process of manipulating the genetic code of an organism in order to create desired traits. This process has been made possible by the Human Genome Project and has the potential to revolutionize the field of agriculture. Genetic engineering is a powerful tool that has the potential to revolutionize the field of agriculture. By manipulating the genetic code of an organism, scientists can create desired traits that can be used to improve crop yields, increase disease resistance, and create new varieties of plants and animals. This process has been made possible by the Human Genome Project, which has enabled scientists to identify and map the entire human genome. With this knowledge, scientists can now identify the genes responsible for certain traits and manipulate them to create new varieties of plants and animals. The potential applications of genetic engineering are vast. For example, it can be used to create new varieties of crops that are more resistant to disease, drought, and pests. It can also be used to create new varieties of animals that are more resistant to disease and have improved nutritional value. Additionally, genetic engineering can be used to create new medicines and treatments for diseases, as well as to create new sources of energy. Genetic engineering has the potential to revolutionize the field of agriculture and to improve the lives of people around the world. However, it is important to remember that this technology must be used responsibly and with caution. As with any new technology, there are potential risks and ethical considerations that must be taken into account before it is used. Main idea number 14. Bioethics. Bioethics is the study of ethical issues related to the use of biotechnology. This field has become increasingly important as the Human Genome Project has opened up a new era of personalized medicine and genetic engineering. Bioethics is a field of study that examines the ethical implications of biotechnology and its applications. It is a rapidly growing field, as advances in biotechnology have opened up a new era of personalized medicine and genetic engineering. Bioethics is concerned with the moral and ethical implications of the use of biotechnology, such as the potential for genetic discrimination, the implications of cloning, and the ethical implications of using biotechnology to create new life forms. It also examines the ethical implications of using biotechnology to alter existing life forms, such as genetically modified organisms. Bioethics is an interdisciplinary field, drawing on the expertise of scientists, philosophers, theologians, and legal scholars. It is a complex field, as it involves the consideration of a wide range of ethical issues, from the implications of genetic engineering to the ethical implications of using biotechnology to create new life forms. Bioethics is also concerned with the ethical implications of the use of biotechnology in research, such as the potential for human subjects to be exploited in research studies. Bioethics is an important field of study, as it helps to ensure that biotechnology is used responsibly and ethically. It is important to consider the ethical implications of biotechnology, as it can have far-reaching implications for society. Bioethics is an important field of study, as it helps to ensure that biotechnology is used responsibly and ethically, and that the potential benefits of biotechnology are realized without compromising the rights and dignity of individuals. Main idea number 15. Human rights. Human rights are the rights that all humans possess, regardless of their genetic makeup. This concept has become increasingly important as the Human Genome Project has opened up a new era of personalized medicine and genetic engineering. Human rights are the fundamental rights that all humans possess, regardless of their genetic makeup. This concept has become increasingly important in the modern world, as the Human Genome Project has opened up a new era of personalized medicine and genetic engineering. In this era, it is essential to recognize that all humans have the right to be treated with dignity and respect, regardless of their genetic makeup. This means that all humans should have access to the same basic rights, such as the right to life, liberty, and security of person, the right to freedom of thought, conscience, and religion, and the right to freedom from discrimination. The concept of human rights is also closely linked to the idea of human dignity. This means that all humans should be treated with respect and dignity, regardless of their genetic makeup. This includes the right to be free from exploitation, the right to be free from torture and cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment, and the right to be free from arbitrary arrest and detention. It also includes the right to be free from discrimination based on race, gender, religion, or any other status. The concept of human rights is essential to ensure that all humans are treated with respect and dignity, regardless of their genetic makeup. This is especially important in the modern world, where advances in genetic engineering and personalized medicine have the potential to create a world where some humans are treated differently than others. By recognizing and protecting the fundamental rights of all humans, we can ensure that everyone is treated with respect and dignity, regardless of their genetic makeup. Main idea number 16. Genetic privacy. Genetic privacy is the right of individuals to keep their genetic information private. This concept has become increasingly important as the Human Genome Project has opened up a new era of personalized medicine and genetic engineering. Genetic privacy is a fundamental right of individuals, and it is essential that we protect it. As technology advances, it is becoming easier to access and analyze genetic information. This means that individuals must be able to control who has access to their genetic information and how it is used. The Human Genome Project has enabled us to understand the genetic basis of many diseases and conditions, and this has opened up a new era of personalized medicine. However, it has also raised concerns about the potential misuse of genetic information. For example, employers or insurance companies could use genetic information to discriminate against individuals. Therefore, it is important that individuals have the right to keep their genetic information private. In order to protect genetic privacy, governments and organizations must ensure that individuals have the right to control who has access to their genetic information and how it is used. This includes the right to opt out of genetic testing, the right to be informed about how their genetic information is used, and the right to have their genetic information kept confidential. It is also important that individuals have access to genetic counseling and support services to help them understand the implications of their genetic information. Genetic privacy is an important right that must be protected. By ensuring that individuals have control over their genetic information, we can ensure that it is used responsibly and ethically. This will help to ensure that individuals are not discriminated against based on their genetic information, and that they can make informed decisions about their health and well-being. Main idea number 17. Genetic discrimination. Genetic discrimination is the practice of treating individuals differently based on their genetic makeup. This concept has become increasingly important as the Human Genome Project has opened up a new era of personalized medicine and genetic engineering. Genetic discrimination is a serious issue that has become increasingly relevant in the modern world. As the Human Genome Project has made it possible to identify and manipulate genetic information, individuals have become more vulnerable to discrimination based on their genetic makeup. This type of discrimination can take many forms, from employers refusing to hire individuals based on their genetic information to insurance companies denying coverage or charging higher premiums based on genetic predispositions. In some cases, individuals may even be denied access to certain services or treatments based on their genetic makeup. The potential for genetic discrimination is a major concern for many people, as it can have a significant impact on their lives. It can lead to feelings of isolation, exclusion, and unfairness, and can even have a negative effect on an individual's mental and physical health. In addition, it can lead to a lack of trust in the healthcare system, as individuals may be reluctant to seek medical care if they fear they will be discriminated against based on their genetic information. In order to protect individuals from genetic discrimination, many countries have passed laws that prohibit employers, insurance companies, and other organizations from using genetic information to make decisions about individuals. These laws are an important step in ensuring that individuals are not discriminated against based on their genetic makeup. However, it is important to remember that genetic discrimination is still a very real issue, and that individuals should be aware of their rights and take steps to protect themselves from discrimination. Main idea number 18. Human diversity. Human diversity is the diversity of physical and cultural characteristics among humans. This concept has become increasingly important as the Human Genome Project has opened up a new era of personalized medicine and genetic engineering. Human diversity is a concept that has become increasingly important in recent years. As the Human Genome Project has revealed the genetic basis of many physical and cultural characteristics, it has become clear that humans are incredibly diverse. This diversity is seen in physical traits such as skin color, hair texture, and facial features, as well as in cultural traits such as language, religion, and customs. The recognition of human diversity has important implications for medicine and science. With the advent of personalized medicine, treatments can be tailored to an individual's genetic makeup, allowing for more effective and targeted therapies. Similarly, genetic engineering has the potential to create new treatments and therapies that are tailored to an individual's unique genetic profile. The recognition of human diversity also has implications for social justice. By recognizing and celebrating the diversity of humans, we can create a more equitable and inclusive society. This means recognizing and respecting the unique contributions of different cultures and individuals, and creating policies and practices that promote equity and inclusion. Ultimately, human diversity is a powerful concept that has the potential to shape the future of medicine, science, and social justice. By recognizing and celebrating the diversity of humans, we can create a more equitable and inclusive society and develop treatments and therapies that are tailored to an individual's unique genetic profile. Main idea number 19. Human genome diversity. Human genome diversity is the diversity of genetic code among humans. This concept has become increasingly important as the Human Genome Project has opened up a new era of personalized medicine and genetic engineering. Human genome diversity is the variation in the genetic code among humans. This variation is the result of millions of years of evolution, and it is the basis for the incredible diversity of human physical and mental traits. It is also the basis for the differences in susceptibility to disease, response to drugs, and other factors that make each of us unique. The Human Genome Project has enabled us to study this diversity in unprecedented detail. By sequencing the genomes of thousands of individuals from around the world, we can now identify the genetic variants that are associated with different traits and diseases. This knowledge is being used to develop personalized treatments and therapies tailored to an individual's unique genetic makeup. The study of human genome diversity is also helping us to understand the history of human migration and population structure. By comparing the genomes of individuals from different populations, we can trace the paths of our ancestors and gain insight into the genetic changes that have occurred over time. The study of human genome diversity is an exciting and rapidly evolving field. As our understanding of the genetic basis of human traits and diseases continues to grow, it will open up new possibilities for improving human health and well-being. Main idea number 20. Genetic counseling. Genetic counseling is the process of providing individuals with information about their genetic makeup and the potential risks associated with it. This process has become increasingly important as the Human Genome Project has opened up a new era of personalized medicine and genetic engineering. Genetic counseling is a process of providing individuals with information about their genetic makeup and the potential risks associated with it. This process has become increasingly important as the Human Genome Project has opened up a new era of personalized medicine and genetic engineering. Through genetic counseling, individuals can gain a better understanding of their genetic makeup and the potential risks associated with it. This can help them make informed decisions about their health and lifestyle choices. Genetic counselors are trained professionals who provide individuals with information about their genetic makeup and the potential risks associated with it. They can provide advice on how to reduce the risk of developing certain diseases, as well as provide information about the available treatments and support services. Genetic counselors can also provide information about the ethical, legal, and social implications of genetic testing and the potential implications of genetic engineering. Genetic counseling is an important part of personalized medicine and genetic engineering. It can help individuals make informed decisions about their health and lifestyle choices, as well as provide them with the information they need to make informed decisions about their genetic makeup. By providing individuals with the information they need to make informed decisions, genetic counseling can help individuals make the best decisions for their health and well-being.